Any questions, comments, concerns from the public?
I do have an announcement. At the NFBN State Convention, the NFB of Nebraska has an award that we give out only occasionally called the Richard Parker Memorial Award, and it's given to someone who has shown outstanding work in the Federation, and it's named after the very first president of the NFB of Nebraska. So this year, the NFB of Nebraska awarded the Richard Parker Memorial Award to Jeff Altman for his work in the Federation, but also his work as an outstanding travel teacher in the center. And Jeff was very surprised, but I just wanted to let everyone know that because Jeff is still working for the agency, and I know he's going to retire soon. I'm sure he'll be greatly missed, but we thought he was very deserving of the award. So the last time we gave the award was, I think, in around 2014. So it's been a while since it's been given, but we thought that he was a worthy candidate, so we gave him
here,
that
here.
Award.
Mm-hmm. He was sitting next to me, and he was telling me about his heart surgery. And then when he got the award, I thought he was getting a heart attack. He was so happy. Okay.
Any other questions, comments, concerns from the public? Okay, hearing none. Newsline update. Kathy, would you mind reading the report?
Sure. This has been the Newsline update. It was prepared by Jamie K. Ritchie. She's the president of NFBN. As Nebraska shakes off the chill of winter and early blossoms dot the landscape, our NFB Newsline program is in full bloom as well. Just like honeybees buzzing from flower to flower, our subscribers are actively engaging with the services in exciting and meaningful ways. With new voices, new features, and strong usage across the board, this quarter has been one of fresh growth and renewed energy. NFB Newsline remains a trusted source of accessible information for blind and print disabled Nebraskans. Whether accessed by telephone, smartphone, tablet, or computer, this service empowers users to stay connected to local and national news, emergency alerts, magazines, and more, all from the comfort of home. This quarterly report covers usage statistics from January through March. January, 2,171 subscribers, including 4 new additions. Total call minutes, 10,927. Online accesses, 5,772. Content accesses, 5,363. 646 telephone calls. Online usage, 2,170 web sessions, 565 mobile sessions, 2,567 in-your-pocket deliveries, 470 email deliveries. Content, 3,351 Nebraska newspapers, 36 local channels, 116 weather and emergency alerts, 612 national newspapers, 217 international newspapers, 231 breaking news articles, 46 magazines, 256 TV listings. Do you guys want these statistics for each, or they'll be in the minutes? Do you want me to read them all?
We've all gone up before,
This spring, the NFB Newsline team had been hard at work pollinating the service with exciting improvements. After a period of downtime in March, the Wall Street Journal and Barron's have returned with updated formatting. Some sections, such as editorials, have now been merged with the opinion category, providing a more streamlined reading experience. Other business publications remain available, giving users plenty of options to explore. In addition to content updates, we are abuzz with development activity. Subscribers can now enjoy a fresh bouquet of new voices on the Amazon Alexa skill. Beloved voices of Kate and Paul have returned, and they're joined by two bright newcomers, Sophie and Mark, adding clarity and charm to every article and announcement. That's not all. Testing is underway for a revamped touch-tone phone system featuring these same high-quality voices. Volunteers are being invited to help shape the future of NFP Newsline phone access. At the same time, Android users have a chance to participate in early testing of the brand new Android app, an exciting expansion of the service that complements the long-standing availability of the iPhone version. Like springtime rains that nourish the earth, these innovations are fueling growth and making NFB Newsline stronger and more vibrant than ever. As always, thank you for your continued support. If you have any questions or feedback, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, may your days be filled with sunshine, blossoms, and the sweet hum of possibility.
Thank you.
That was really
beautiful. That is so Jamie.
It's good to hear that NFB Newsline is growing.
I sent Jamie an email and I said I loved reading your Newsline report because it was so creative. And she said that she had a little extra time this quarter, so she decided to use her creativity.
Okay.
I mean, we appreciate her. We really do.
Yeah,
we do.
She's blossoming into a role.
Yeah, well, like she hasn't. You know, she's looking, I think, for someone to coordinate that because as president, she's got a lot on her plate.
Yes.
Not only as national rep.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend she's in Tennessee, so you know, never a dull moment.
Not with her, no. Okay, next on the agenda is client assistant program. Any
no cases? Complaints.
No complaints? Awesome. I love
like
hearing that.
That.
Yeah, totally. Okay, with that, it is 9:43. So next thing on the schedule is a break. Do we want to skip that and go on, or?
I think we can skip it.
Okay.
The break is scheduled for 10:20, and it's only...
Yeah, it's
well,
only 9:44.
Yeah.
Okay, keeping trucking on. Next thing is new business. So, the next thing is discuss and act on the approval of the executive director's time certification. Now, for anyone listening who may not be aware, what Carlos does every 2 weeks is he sends us basically his hours, just so that we can keep an eye on him and you know provide that oversight to ensure that he's actually you know working and not just you know sitting at home drinking martinis and going yeah I don't have to do anything. Not that Carlos would do that. I'm just you know giving a wild example.
Don't like martinis.
Fair enough. So, first of all, we would need for this, do we have like a motion to continue doing it the way we've been doing it, or any other suggestions on how we might want to do this from board?
May I?
Yes, Carlos, go ahead.
Kathy, I think that's the recommendation that the state personnel gives.
Yeah, basically,
yeah, so
right now, Carlos submits his personnel activity report is what they call it.
Yeah.
Via email to the entire board of commissioners for their review, and it's an automatic approval unless a question or concern is raised by a commission board member, and this is the procedure that was recommended to us by state personnel.
Right. Which. Yeah, but technically we still have to.
Yes.
Approve.
You have
to
approve
doing that for another
year.
Yeah. So, do we have a motion to continue doing that?
I move that we continue reviewing Carlos's timesheets as recommended by state personnel.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we continue reviewing Carlos's timesheets as approved by state personnel. Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
I say aye as well.
Aye.
Linda says aye. Patty?
Aye.
Okay, it has been moved, seconded, and unanimously approved. So Carlos will continue to send us his time activity report. Next thing is discuss and act on approval of employee in-state and out-of-state travel. This is another thing we have to approve every year at this time. Carlos, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Or Kathy, I know you've jumped in from time to time.
I have it, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Supervisors manage the in-state travel from staff by getting itineraries from staff and reviewing them on an ongoing basis. However, staff is not required to check with their supervisor every morning to get an okay for in-state travel, as this would not be manageable. Discussion was held with administrative services to determine how the agency could comply with the law regarding in-state travel. Administrative services had recommended that each year the Board of Commissioners would have a motion to pre-approve travel in-state that is related to the purpose of the staff person's position.
And out of state?
Let's see.
Because of the things.
Okay. All employee out of state. Oh, okay. That also includes travel out of state if it's within 60 miles of the border of Nebraska.
Okay.
So, like if someone's got to go to Iowa or something, that's included.
So we have a motion from the board to approve all in-state and...
Well, there's another part to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, go ahead.
All other out-of-state business travel is approved if it's granted approval by the executive director of the agency. And then this motion that you make will be in effect till the next meeting of the Board of Commissioners after April 1, 2026. So this will be...
Next May.
Till May.
So we have a motion from the board.
So moved.
Okay, Linda moved that we approve of the in-state and out-of-state travel for the next year. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
Bye.
By, I think I heard Miguel first, to be honest with you. Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay. Moved and seconded and approved. Okay, so the next thing that we have is to vote to enter executive session so that we can grill Carlos. So we do need a motion for that.
I move that we go into executive session so that we can review Carlos' performance for the past year.
Okay.
And the time?
It is currently 9:49. Do we have a second?
Second.
I think I heard Linda say it.
I'm just not very loud because I'm trying to write.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm choking.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Miguel?
Aye.
Cheryl?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Linda?
Aye.
And Patty?
Aye.
Okay, it's been approved.
We'll be in the coffee.
Sounds good.
Or